Hello, I'm Mike Patra, and I'm the host of the Hoopball DFS Today podcast. Come join us as we go game by game, breaking down our top plays, fades, values, pivots, and talk overall strategy for both tournaments and cash games. And the best part, we're doing this 7 days a week. So come check us out. That's Hoopball DFS Today. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Mike Apatria, for any updates, listener contests, and DFS information.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Thursday around lunchtime. I got my main man, Devin, the man bun Ellington with me. I am Ira Silver, as always. It is Thursday. We got to break down some games. But before we get into that, just want to let you know this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They redesigned the electric trimmer and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower because, hey, guys, where else are we actually going to do it? Go to manscaped.com. Go check it out. I love mine. Devin loves his. You should too. Go to manscaped.com. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 to get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, HOOPBALL20 promo code at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. You know, I still get a chuckle every time you say the man bun Ellington. It just, because every time I expect just the man Ellington, but there's always the bun that gets thrown in there.
So. Well, it's hard for me not to say it when I'm looking at your man bun right in my face on the screen here.
You see more of it than my face, probably.
Pretty much. But let's not bore the listeners with your man bun. Let's jump into some baseball. This game looks like it's just about to start here. But any thoughts here on the Washington Nationals, New York Mets game? You got Peterson, the lefty for the Mets. Nationals are rolling out the righty in Voth. Mets are minus 130, Nationals plus 110, over under 9. Shaded to the under 9 at minus 120. Any thoughts here for you on this one? Well, Devin's having some technical difficulties here, so I'm going to go ahead and jump into some NHL. We'll get his thoughts on that baseball game as soon as he jumps back in here. But we got some interesting hockey matchups to talk about. We got the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. The Lightning are a minus 180 favorite. Columbus Blue Jackets are plus 150. The over-under here in this game is interesting to me. It's over 5, minus 135, under plus 115. And as we saw in that gazillion overtime game the other night between these two teams, just a lot of defense, a lot of great goaltending, some outstanding saves. I like to lean over 5 here. You're going to have to pay the juice at minus 135, but I think the day of the rest, even though coming off this a million minutes on the ice here, is fine here for both of these teams. I think they're going to be well-rested, even though that they came off obviously that really long game. And I think that there's going to be some scoring here in this one. I'm going to go over 5, minus 135 for this one. And I would probably lean Columbus plus the plus 150 here just because Tampa Bay is going to be without some key players today. One of their defensemen, his name is lost in my head at the moment, but he's going to be out for this afternoon's game. And Stamkos is not playing as well. So look for the Columbus Blue Jackets to really take advantage of this situation here And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and maybe throw a little bit here with Columbus plus 150 and the over of 5 goals shaded at minus 135. Another great game that we have is the Vegas Golden Knights against the Chicago Blackhawks. The Vegas Golden Knights are a $2 favorite here in this one. The Blackhawks plus 170. You know, we saw the Golden Knights really handle this Blackhawks team the other night in a 4-1 victory. The total in this game is over 6, shaded to the over at minus 115. You got to think there's going to be some goals here tonight. But at the same time, you got really two capable goaltenders in net. You're going to probably have Lehner again facing his old team in the Chicago Blackhawks. And the Vegas Golden Knights are the Vegas Knights are rolling out Lehner against his former team. Sorry if I just repeated that. And you got to think the Blackhawks are going to be rolling with Crawford here again in this spot. I think that this is kind of a situation where you could potentially try to play the dog here and get that plus 170 money. And in terms of the goals, at 6, I feel comfortable playing the over, even though it is minus 115. Even though there's a little bit of juice here, I think there's going to be goals in this one again, even though you have some really capable goaltenders in net. You have Lehner and Crawford. I still think there's going to be some goals. These teams play so fast, so quick, up and down the ice. I'm going to go lean over 6 minus 115, and I'm also going to kind of take a slight lean here at the Blackhawks to try to even the series out at plus 170. Oh, we got Devin back on the line. Devin, what's up, buddy?
I got Dikembe Mutombo'd by my own computer.
Yeah, no, says the basket. No, says the ball.
Yes.
We're talking a little ice hockey here. We have two more games to talk about, so maybe if you had anything interesting to say about these two games. Otherwise, we'll just move along to baseball after I'm done giving this little hockey rundown. We got the Boston Bruins against the Hurricanes again today, minus 145 for the Bruins, plus 125 for the Canes, over under 5.5 goals at plus money to the over, plus 115 under, shaded at minus 135. I really like the Hurricanes again in this situation. I think that a lot of calls did not go their way in game one. Look for, you know, the head coach of the Hurricanes was all fired up, you know, after that poor officiating performance by the NHL. I think that this is a good situation where the Hurricanes come out and fire and really just let loose. I also would lean over here again at plus 115. So maybe look at a grand salami over as well in this hockey night here. Last game on the board, you got the Calgary Flames against the Dallas Stars. Dallas Stars minus 115, Calgary minus 105. Over under is 5 goals, shaded to the over at minus 120. Man, I was really disappointed with the Stars the other night.
Yeah.
In their lack of kind of defensive play, even though they're a very defensive-minded team. But they can score a lot of goals. I don't know who's starting in net yet for Dallas. They said that Ben Bishop could be available for tonight. Otherwise, Khudobin's going to take the net. Cam Talbot is going to probably go for the Flames in this one as well. I'm going to play the over here again at minus 120. Yeah. And I'm going to lean Dallas Stars minus 115 to bring this series to an even 1-1 slice. Any thoughts here, Devin?
I actually, you know, that's kind of where I was leaning. I was hoping that you were going to say, you know, to the over. Because they are offering the plus money on the under, so might entice a few people. It did catch my attention briefly, but I knew the over was probably the way to go. So, yeah, keep an eye on that goal mender for Dallas, like you said, though.
Yeah, hopefully Bishop's back. He was unfit to play. And hopefully Tyler Seguin's going to be available for Dallas as well. He's still a kind of a game-time decision here. I haven't heard any news as of yet on him. But Devin, before we left you and before you got to Dikembe Mutombo'd, we were talking about the Washington Nationals, New York Mets. Any thoughts here on this one?
So I was actually looking at the over in this. It's plus 100 to the over for 9 runs. But, you know, both teams have been scoring over their team totals. I hit on the Mets over team total 4.5 in the first 2 innings yesterday in this game, and both bullpens are pretty bad. Peterson's a lefty, for the Mets. The Nationals rake a whole lot more against lefties. So I'm looking at possibly the Washington team total over as well. But you got guys like Starlin Castro doubling his average from 304 to 600 versus a left-handed pitcher. Then you got Asdrubal Cabrera, who just had a monster night against the last lefty he faced. He had two dingers and two doubles. Went from 326 to 727, and then all sorts of on-base plus slugging for both teams. So I look for base runners to be on the path, and I look for runs to go over, and that plus money makes it better.
Yeah, I like the Nationals team total here, over 4.5 at plus money, plus 105. I like exactly, you hit the nail on the head. The Nationals just hit lefties a lot better, and they look like their bats have been coming alive here as of late. I mean, Juan Soto hitting an absolute dinger last night, 7,000 yards. I mean, it was just unreal. Yeah. So, yeah, I like the team total of the Washington, 4.5 plus money here. I like the over in this game at even money. No real opinion on the side in the game. Next game on the board, Devin, we got Arrieta and the Phillies taking on the Baltimore Orioles and Eshelman, the righty. Yeah. Baltimore's plus 170. The Phillies are minus $2 favorites. Another big favorite spot here for the Phillies. Man, this team is just horrible. They can't hit the ball. They can't play defense. They can't pitch. I don't know what's going on with them. But this is going to be a pass game for me. I mean, it's either Phillies or pass, but at $2, I'm not playing the Phillies. So I can't trust them as that big of a favorite. I mean, Baltimore's won 2 out of 2 already, right?
Yeah. To continue down the umpire statistics, the home team money line record is 0-2 with Sean Barber.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As head official. So I'm going to flip the bird. I'm going to try again. I mean, plus 170, they've just been, you know, like, I feel like that's the way to go. It's obviously a matchup thing. These Orioles bats are just hitting and hitting and hitting. So why not? I've got a lean to the plus 170 for the Baltimore Birds.
All right. Next game up, we got the Tampa Bay Rays and Glasnow against the Red Sox and Hart the lefty. Tampa Bay's minus 170. And the Red Sox are plus 140 here, over under 9.5, shaded to the under at minus 115. I have no real opinion on this game. What do you got to say here?
I'm just going with the over. I followed some early steam last night. It went from 9 to 9.5 within about 30 minutes. So I went ahead and just grabbed over 9.5, thinking 10 runs will be scored. You know, it's just the feel of this series. Bullpens are pretty bad right now for Boston specifically. But positive thought here for Boston is that their bats actually are a little bit better against the righties. So no true diagnostic here, but just the over. And it was plus money, so yep. I got it at even money.
Now it's at minus 105. Good call there. Guys, before we jump into the next game, just want to remind you, go to mybookie.ag. We're back with sports in full effect right now. If you go sign up at mybookie.ag and use the promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, you will get a 100% match on your first deposit, and you'll also get a free $10 Major League Baseball futures wager. Go ahead and get to mybookie.ag now. I use it. Devin uses it. We love it. You won't be disappointed. Next game on the board, we have the Pittsburgh Pirates and Williams going up against Cincinnati Reds and Desclafani. I always can't pronounce that guy's name. But, you know, over under 9 here, minus 105. I kind of lean over the 9 here at minus 105. I don't know about you.
Yeah, so, excuse me. I really like the Pirates spot in this, especially against Descafani. He's making his first start at home, but for his career numbers in Great American Ballpark, he has pitched 73 innings, given up 72 hits, 14 home runs, 12 doubles. His ERA is about a 5 at Great American Ballpark. And I'm looking at the Pirates team total over 3.5. And the over, yeah, I mean, this is a ballpark where the ball flies out. You've got a terrible bullpen in Pittsburgh, even if they get a decent start from Trevor Williams. And then you got Descofani, who just allows a lot of fastball fly balls while he's pitching.
Yeah, and those are the reasons exactly why I like the over 9 here at minus 105 in this game. Yeah, no real opinion on the side. If I had to lean, I'd probably lean with you at the plus money with the Pirates. But, yeah, over 9 here for me in this one. Next game up on the board, we got the Milwaukee Brewers against the Chicago Cubs, rolling out Yu Darvish against Anderson, the lefty for the Brewers. Cubs are a minus 180 favorite. Brewers plus 150. They can't seem to hit the ball at this point in the season. Mm-hmm. Yelich is really struggling at the plate. Over-under is 8.5 runs, shaded to the under at minus 115 here. What do you got to say about this one, Devin?
I like the Cubs' first 5 because the Brewers are actually the worst team against the spread as far as, you know, first 5 and run production. So I look for the Cubs to get off to a quick start. You know, they hit lefties a little bit better. So going up against Anderson is a plus for Schwarber, Rizzo, and Bryant. I just want to see if the wind's blowing out, you know, because that's always huge. It looks like we got 7 miles per hour wind coming in, but that's not, you know, deteriorating at all for the balls flying out of Wrigley. The over, Cubs first 5, I think are 2 good ones to go with.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a tough game here for me to handicap. Yeah, but, you know, we got one more game here on the slate. It's a short little MLB slate today. A few teams have the day off after playing 15, 18, 20 games in a row. So
yeah.
We'll go with the last game of the night here. And we got Paddock and the Padres against Urias and the Dodgers. Urias is a lefty. Dodgers win last night 6-0. And the over-under here, 8.5, shaded to the under. I think this is a time to kind of pick up on the over at 8.5 here. I don't know about you, but that's kind of where I'm leaning in this one. Seems like a little too difficult to handicap. I love Paddock, but these Dodger bats can come alive at any time. And with Urias, you know, he's good, but he can definitely give up some runs sometimes. And I think that the Padres lineup could really kind of hit against him here.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like over 8.5 minus 105. I don't know if you agree with me on that one or not.
I haven't given too much consideration to this game. I got burnt real bad by the Padres last night. I had the team total over 3.5, and then for them to be winning at the end of the first 5 innings. It was tied. Davies had a real good start. He pitched almost 7 innings, but the Padres bullpen's pretty terrible. No consideration just because of a personal burn from last night. I'm going to lay off these two teams, get a little bit more insight on them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Devin, I think we spoke a little bit about this offline, but man, this NBA is really difficult to handicap when you don't know what's going on with these teams. I mean, last night I took the Denver Nuggets live +8.5. They go up by 3 or 4 in the late third, early fourth quarter, something like that.
Yeah.
After I made the bet. And then, you know, the head coach just says, no, we're not playing our starters the whole fourth quarter. And Doc Rivers keeps his starters in the whole game. So, Very disappointed with that one. I'm going to take the rest of the week off in basketball until the playoffs start. But I don't know if you have any kind of bets, leans, totals, anything like that you want to discuss. I have zero interest in betting any of these games right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, just because the tear that Damian Lillard's on, Portland, Brooklyn, I'm looking at the over of 236.5. Just, you know, for S&Gs. But other than that, no, like you said, it's just a little calawampus right now. I think if you do, you know what I will say, advice for listeners or whoever is, you know, wanting information on this. If you do bet this NBA stuff at this time in this current juncture, you got to figure out what – I think narrative street and whatnot plays an important role in these kinds of bets, and say what you will about it outside of these bubble bets. But I think you got to find the teams that are playing for something. Find, if you can find two teams that, you know, are kind of sort of playing for something, then you've got, you know, an easier, better betting angle, I would say.
Yeah, and the only thing that maybe I would look at here is Portland Trail Blazers first half -5.5, or the over in the first half at 117.5.
Yeah.
You know, Portland's obviously still playing for something, and they could, they might want to just get out to a 30-point lead and call it a day. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
maybe first half Portland -5.5, or first half over 117.5 in that game, but. Other than that, I mean, it's probably like, if I'm betting it, it's going to be super small. It's probably going to be a pass for me. But just to give the listeners kind of my opinion on that game, that's kind of where I would lean if I had to make any sort of wager on the game, or any basketball games for that matter. Devin, anything else to mention or say before we jump off here?
I was going to say, just to throw a little bit of different stuff into the pot. Did you get in on any golfers for the Wyndham Classic?
You know, I didn't. I forgot. What about you?
I threw a couple of top 10 finishes out there, some head-to-head matchups. Justin Rose to win it all. I think that was at +2200. So, yeah. I think I've got Paul Casey top 20 finish. So, just some random stuff. Random stuff, but.
All right, well, Devin, let's go win some money today in hockey and some baseball, and just to kind of sit back tight and wait till the NBA playoffs start. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. I'm at Iris Silver Magic on Twitter. Devin's at DALE007. We are at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter as well. This is a Hoopball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Go ahead. Go over to manscaped.com, get 20% off and free shipping. Use the promo code HOOPBALL20 and go to mybookie.ag for that free MLB $10 future wager and 100% match on your first deposit using the promo code HOOPBALL. All right, guys, we'll see you back tomorrow.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.